This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Matholkar.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us in the Anthony and Susan Huai News Studio is Jody Beznoska, the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center. Hello. Right.
Hello. How are you girls today?
Doing well, thank
Doing
you.
Doing well.
Good. Well, we are getting ready to go to Thanksgiving, believe it or not.
I know.
Next week.
I can't believe that. But I think it's appropriate to be doing Thanksgiving because we can be thankful for all the wonderful things we have, like the arts. But I wanted to make sure that everybody out there, if for any reason you liked 80s music, you absolutely have to come to Walton Arts Center this week. We have a show running right now called Rock of Ages. It is a Broadway show, but it's probably one of the most unusual Broadway shows you could ever go to. It's a combination Broadway show and rock concert. It's been running for three nights now. We have five more performances, I believe. One tonight. No, that's six. One tonight on Thursday, one on Friday, two on Saturday, and two on Sunday. There are tickets left for everything. So it's a rock show, but it has a wonderful Broadway love story in it. And it has all of the music from Poison, Whitesnake, Journey, Styx, all those great songs that you remember. And it has all of the hair that you remember and the skinny jeans and
bright
all
colors.
Of the, oh, yeah, lots of neon and bright colors. And it is so much fun. It has a level of audience interaction that you don't usually see. The cast is out in the hall. People are dancing. It's super, super fun. Great way to sort of get yourself a little entertainment before you head into the madness of the Thanksgiving holiday.
I saw the video, the review video on YouTube on the Walton Arts Center channel, and it was wonderful. It looked like people had a lot of fun.
I think what I enjoyed about watching that video was that there were men on there. I mean, usually you think about people going to a Broadway show, it's always the women buying the tickets and dragging the boys with them, right? This is a show, ladies, that your husband, boyfriend, best friend, whatever, he will like it because it is just, it's not your typical Broadway show. It's just got that loud sort of rocking feeling to it, but it keeps the same great storyline of a typical boy meets girl love story. So it's very sweet. So that is this week at Walton Arts Center. And then we will have a couple of university concerts. We'll have one on Monday on the 21st. We'll have a Wind Symphony concert at 7:30. And then we will be off for a few days.
Yes.
And then we'll be back on the 29th. We will have the UA Inspirational Singers at 7:30. That's a Tuesday.
Okay.
And then from the 3rd through the 5th, which is a Saturday through a Monday, we will have a variety of university choral concerts. Their Winterfest concert, a community-based concert, and then a concert with the chorales and the symphony.
Okay.
So this is their time of year when they do all of these wonderful choral concerts. And then on the 7th, which is a Wednesday, we have the fabulous Kenny Rogers.
I
know.
Yes. Which I confessed to Kyle last week that I definitely want to go see. But the fun thing about this show is that it's called Christmas and Hits.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will be doing his standards that everybody knows and loves, but he'll also be doing Christmas songs and holiday songs. And I believe there will be a whole host of local kids involved as well.
Oh.
A choir singing with him. And the important thing about Kenny Rogers is that the show time on that has changed. It was initially published at 8 o'clock, but the show actually starts at 7.
Okay.
So if you have tickets to Kenny Rogers, make sure you check them because the tickets, the show actually starts at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on the 7th.
7 on the 7th.
Good way to remember it.
And then on the 8th, we'll have preview night for Theater Squared's new show, It's a Wonderful Life, which will run for 4 weeks all the way through the 31st of December. And I just learned today that some of the actors you see in that will be actors you have seen in T2 shows before. There's a young lady who is in the 39 Steps who will be playing Mary, so I was excited to see that. And then some new folks, some new actors who are coming from around the country to come do the show. So that will be great.
Excited.
That will start on the 8th of December. What a wonderful way to beat the boredom and go and see a play. So that will run from the 8th of December through the 31st.
Okay.
And on the 9th, we will have a jazz artist in Star Theater at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Her name is Anat Cohen, and I'm sure everyone will be hearing more about her on Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg. But she is an Israeli musician, and she's a saxophonist. So I was literally just listening to her, and she sounds great. So there'll be two concerts for her at 7 and 9 o'clock on the 9th of December. On the 10th, which is a Saturday, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA, will do their Christmas Pops concert. This will be so much fun. It's going to be so great to have a symphonic holiday concert back in the hall. It will be the debut of the SONA Singers, which is a local group of high-quality vocalists who are going to be joining SONA as a regular ensemble. And I'm told it will be a mix of sacred and secular. There will be holiday sing-alongs, and we might even get to see some new instruments that have been purchased by the orchestra thanks to a generous gift from a foundation. Oh, so pretty excited for that. That's 7:30 on the 10th of December.
Okay.
And then we have lots more. I wanted to tell everybody to keep your eyes open for an actor named Larry Miller. You all probably know who he is. If you saw Pretty Woman, and you remember the scene where she goes into the store and she buys all of the
yes.
clothes, and there's
yes.
a salesman
course,
in there.
Yeah.
Larry Miller is the salesman.
He has
been in dozens of movies. He's got a new movie coming out. I think it'll be airing on Lifetime over Christmas. But he will be here, and he'll be doing his Cocktails with Larry Miller show on the 16th of December.
That sounds
it's a Friday.
Fun.
It will be super fun. And what really cracks me up about it is his show is normally called Cocktails with Larry Miller, and Larry's Jewish.
Okay.
But we decided since it was the holidays, we wanted to see if he could give us a little holiday spin. So it's going to be Holiday Cocktails with Larry Miller.
Okay.
Guaranteed to be very, very funny. And you will recognize this guy if you see his face. So if you go to our website and check it out. So that's going to be at 8 o'clock on the 16th. We have the Nutcracker coming up in December
yes.
as well. We'll talk
holiday
about that.
Holiday favorite.
Oh, always a holiday favorite. And this company is the Moscow Classical. So this will be the sort of traditional version that you know and love of the Nutcracker. And we have a Sleep at the Wheel on the 22nd.
Yes.
And tickets for that are going quickly. So if you want to get those. And I believe the title of that show is called Santa Loves to Boogie.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Which I think is pretty fantastic. And then we're off. And it's the Christmas break. Our box office will be open over the break because after the break, we will have The Blue Man coming back.
Yes.
On the 10th of January through the 15th. Last summer, they started their tour here, and we had 8 shows with them, and they were here for about 6 weeks, and they worked on the show. This is the same show, so the show that premiered here has gone out on the road and is continuing to tour. But we really wanted to get them back because they were so
they
fun.
Were amazing.
I still have never seen them.
You should go. Yeah. They were amazing.
The way their marketing people describe Blue Man Group is that they're indescribable.
Okay.
That's a good description. Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, and you have to come see them. But they are so much fun, and we're just delighted to have them back. And I can't think of a better Christmas present for that hard-to-buy person than tickets to this show because it's just pure fun. And so that is from the 10th of January through the 15th.
Okay.
So everything I just mentioned is available on our website at waltonartscenter.org. You can also call 443-5600. And we do offer gift certificates, which also make fantastic holiday gifts. Can you tell what mode I'm in right now? And those are not available online. So you have to call the box office to pick those up. Again, that's 443-5600.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you, Jody. Jody Bisnoska is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.